We are here at Tenzin Rural right now doing the experiential conference, part of the conference today, April 30th. And we've been praying for people and giving away some bottled water, some candies, and some tracts and Bibles. And I just tune in to hear the word in the streets.
God bless you,
honey. Yeah, because I done got prayer twice.
Yeah, you were saying. So what keeps you strong?
What keeps me strong? Because I done been in deeper and better situations. And once I used to be blind to the Lord. Like, I wanted him, but I didn't know who he was. So now that I learned him, and I know he can make everything. Everything is a test. It's up to you to stay strong. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even when it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what makes me... I know more. It's so much I can say. I know more than what I'm supposed to know, but I know enough what he want me to know.
So who introduced you, to Jesus?
My mother introduced me to Jesus. I'm say Jesus introduced me to him.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I used to be mad at him when I couldn't find my toys, because my mother used to take us to church and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm not mad no more. Then I find my toy, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You know, I use him as, like, even though you can't see him, he's still here. His spirit. He's working through us, through flesh, you know, because our spirit stays and our flesh will go. Mm. You know what I mean? So he worked through us individually. He used other people to make examples off of, but you got to open up your eyes and realize who you want to be, where you want to go. Yeah. And it's a love thing, not a hate.
Oh, all right. So, thank you for sharing that.
You is welcome. My name is Alicia Myers.
Thank you. I'm here with Keith. He came all the way from Anderson, and he's going to share his motivation why he came here in Indianapolis.
I go to Wellspring Church in Anderson, and Fat Cortez is a member of the church, and we was asking some ways to learn how to do outreaches for our own church, and ways we could probably go learn, and he mentioned that faith, hope, and love would be a good opportunity to learn some of the ways to do evangelism type work. And currently we're out here passing out water, just kind of sharing the love of Jesus, just by friendly handing out water, and then just kind of talking to people as we stand out here on the corner. And it's been a pretty friendly environment so far. Everybody's been open to receive, and it's been enjoyable so far.
Mm-hmm.
A very enjoyable experience.
So you see yourself now. You brought. Tell us who you brought with you, because you're not alone. And also, do you see yourself doing this in Anderson area?
I have my whole family with me. Well, my wife Sarah and our two boys that are 10 and 12, and. Yeah, I definitely want to reach out in Anderson and Pendleton. Our church is in Pendleton, and we have a heart, you know, to reach out in that area. And I see us doing stuff like this in the future in that area and around the parks and stuff like that around there.
Thanks, Keith.
Uh-huh.